Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of Phoenix Mesa, Arizona. We've been out in the Arizona area for the last couple days. Now we've actually been in studio, did some interviews out here, saturating the airwaves in Phoenix and in Mesa, Arizona. And then we did three tea parties last night, and interestingly enough, we had a packed house. And hopefully it was packed, because what happens, friends, is when you go out and you actually do the things that we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio, we're talking about a biblical constitutional foundation. In other words, so people don't know where they came from, they don't know where they're going. It's interesting, when we give this message to the people, we come out, there's probably about 100, 150 people. The next time there's 250, 300 people. Well, yesterday we had a packed house, and interestingly enough, not only did we have three tea parties come together, but we were also blessed to have Arizona Area's Teen Challenge, a ministry, a branch ministry of David Wilkerson's, come out. So again, we had a packed house. It was like preaching two different messages. I was trying to get the Christians to understand the natural, so I could give them natural analogies so they could understand spiritual things. And then on the other side, I'm going to the tea party, and it was completely one group on the right side and one group on the left side in this particular room during this event. And I was trying to get them to understand spiritual things as well. So I was giving two different messages at the same time, but it was a blast. We had legislators there. We had police officers there. We had law enforcement. We had, you name it, they were there. And we just had a great opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ by giving them natural understanding, giving them the parables. Remember, Jesus said that they understand not the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually discerned. So therefore, that's why he always gave them parables, so they could understand what he was saying in the natural to the spiritual, because we got to remember, friends, God speaks to the heart, not the head. So in saying that, we've been doing a lot. Tonight we have another tea party. Along with that, I think we got three, expecting a packed house once again, and expecting a lot of the same people from last night to come out with more of their friends tonight. So hopefully there's going to be enough room. If you're in the Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona area, friends, do check out the Red Mountain Tea Party, the Red Mountain Tea Party in Mesa, Arizona. Go online and get the information the way that you can. It's also on Facebook as well. Bradley Dean comes to Red Mountain Tea Party. Do check that out and show up. I believe it starts at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. So we would love to see you, love to meet you. And outside of that, friends, if you're a first-time listener, I want to bring you across the boards to direct you to our websites and to who we are and what you can do to be a part of what's going on concerning our freedoms, concerning our country, and fighting for our freedoms in which we have today, because we still have the freedom to do the right things. We realize that. That's why we're responding, and we're winning the day by doing just that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's our radio website. You can also go over to our media resource, which is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as going over to our Facebook pages, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Go over as well to Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go over and check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. We got a couple hundred thousand people interacting, again, friends, that are fighting the good fight of faith, because we know that eternal vigilance is the price paid for our liberties. And the way that we do this, friends, is we get in and we fight the good fight of faith. We show the world our faith by our fight. And I want people to be encouraged to understand it's not how big that dog is that's in the fight. It's how big the fight is in the dog. And again, friends, we can do this as one nation under God, going back to our sovereign. As John Hancock rightly said, we have no sovereign but King Jesus. We acknowledge that. We also acknowledge that our forefathers had the flags flying, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. So we know who to go to win the day. And we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us in the process. Also wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. Yes, we have the mind of Christ. Yes, we follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And yes, we win the day through the process of the fight, understanding the power of God unto salvation. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I just want to highlight a couple articles that were just posted by Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Clinton Muslim Brotherhood ties AIDS emails now facing disclosure lawsuit. Do understand, friends, again, going back to Barack Hussein Obama saying the same things but a different way. You do need to understand that Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration is the Clinton's administration tried and true. And here we have an aide to none other than Hillary Clinton, Saul Alinsky disciple herself. Her aide, she has the devil speaking in her ear through a little Muslim that wants to help things along concerning Sharia law in America. Do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jade Helm, 15 answers demanded by Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Car thief shoots at police. Police shoot back. The family is angry. Friends, it is just second to none, these people, how they act and what they expect. Do check out the video. It is astonishing. You'll sit there with your mouth hanging on the floor just saying, did you really say that? You got to check out the videos, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Coptic Plight Possible for American Church. Check it out. Baltimore civil unrest leader. Listen to this, friends, and we understand now that it's Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration that has been sending forth Marxist and Muslim provocateurs into Baltimore. That is until the church in Baltimore and the good people in Baltimore stood up to it and simmered everything down. But that's how you do it. When the American people stand up, you win every time, because you got to remember, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. Baltimore civil unrest leader, looting from stores was a way to get justice by any means necessary. Folks, we're going back to the Muslim doctrine. This is what it's going back to, friends. And how couldn't it be? How couldn't the apple be the fruit of the tree in which we see concerning this administration? It doesn't fall too far from the tree, because here we have it again. In their truth, they speak, I'm sorry, in their confusion, they speak the truth. And folks, they tell on themselves every single time, but you have to pay attention as to what's going on. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, Mitch McConnell sells out again in Iraq nuke debate, friends. There is no difference between the right and the left in America. The right would do the right thing. Therefore, if they were doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left, correct? Well, if that's the case, then the right in America need to stand up. And I see them standing up at a grassroots level saying enough is enough. Folks, Mitch McConnell is a joke. I've seen him at the RNC, the Republican National Convention. Folks, he acted like he was a rock star. He had a little party of people. They were like bodyguards around him. And he thought he was all that in a bag of chips. I do want you to understand that Mitch McConnell, his family was also busted a couple months back with 90 pounds of cocaine on their family boat. Okay? You do need to understand that these are compromised men. So to see Mitch McConnell sell out again on the Iran nuke debate is no surprise to anybody. We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are broadcasting live out of Phoenix Mesa, Arizona. We're going to be doing another tea party tonight, folks. We had a packed house yesterday with three tea parties. We got four tea parties coming together at Red Mountain Tea Party in Mesa, Arizona tonight. If you're in the Arizona area, please come out. Would love to meet you. And again, let's rock and roll and see what can't be done. And don't forget to bring the young people with you. We always appreciate the veterans that show up. We want to high-five those guys, and we love to educate in the process and see what the Lord's going to do on every given occasion. But in saying that, if you're in the Phoenix Mesa, Arizona area, please do show up tonight. Red Mountain Tea Party with Bradley Dean. You can also check it out on Facebook. Folks, we were just talking about some of the topics concerning what's going on in your country today on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I wanted to highlight the fact that the mosque, which the Muhammad Cartoons Texas shooters attended, they were financially supported terrorists out of Phoenix, Arizona. Did you hear what I said? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why do they hear the thugs, but they don't hear us? What do they call that? The compartmentalization. You know, they want to hear what they want to hear, but they don't want to actually address what needs to be addressed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, in a police state, the Bill of Rights doesn't amount to much. Yes, it does, friends. You are the law. And keep in mind that the Bill of Rights are a bunch of Bill of Thou Shalt Not to those that represent we the people in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, ultra secrecy surrounds Barack Obama's new global economic treaty. And also on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Baltimore riots, black power or weakness. I want people to understand that white power is as dangerous as black power. We are ruled by law, not by the color of our skin. Yeah? The alternative media, a lifeline of freedom, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and this is brand new. I want you to hear this, and that's the reason I'm staying the topic right now, friends, is we hear now that concerning Pamela Geller, that the Islamic State vows, friends, listen carefully, they vow that they are going to slaughter Pamela Geller. Did you hear this? This is the message to Pamela Geller in America. It's new on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Muslims vow to slaughter Pamela Geller. Folks, that just ain't going to happen. And I want to ask the men in this country the question, where are you at? That we have Pamela Geller with the internal fortitude of over 100 men standing up and fighting the good fight. Where are you at? You know, if you're driving in a car right now and your wife is right next to you, she's probably asking the same question. Where are the men at? Because we see across the land the women doing the stuff that the men are supposed to be doing. And we hear an Islamic threat concerning a woman that is supporting the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Article 1 of Bill of Rights, freedom of speech in America. Well, you're too busy rah-rah and hooting over a football game where a bunch of men in tights are fighting over a pig ball. Your wives are looking to you to lead the way, men, across the land. And we need men to stand up and play the men in this country, because I want to let you know something, that this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. I'm not going to go down and say, well, you know, the Islamic State, they can go ahead and vow to slaughter Pamela Geller all they want, and I'm going to stand down and do something. Nothing about it. I'm sorry. No, I'm going to do something about it. It isn't going to fly here. Okay? Check it out on Sons of Liberty Media. Enough is enough. And you women that are out there doing this stuff, I want to tell you something. I'm proud of you. You guys are doing the stuff. I see you all across the land doing the stuff. I understand that you're trying to figure out where the men are. I'm trying to figure that out as well. But I do know that they're too busy, too occupied doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Instead of fighting for their freedoms, a good portion of them, a good majority of them, they're sitting there following the women. Shame on you. And again, I just want to high-five the women that are doing the stuff. Because you guys are second to none concerning everyone that I've met across the land. And we stand with you. I wanted to get over to this really quick because, folks, what we're seeing in this country today is, well, the Supreme Court is contemplating making war with heaven. Now, I also know that while there are some American people that are ignorantly anticipating the Supreme Court's decision on what their definition of marriage is, as if to say that the Supreme Court created marriage, which they did not. Therefore, they have no business attempting to redefine marriage, do they? Read Ephesians 5:31. It is the job of the Supreme Court justices to discover written law and apply written law. They are not there to legislate or to activate, nor is it their business to redefine what they do not agree with when it comes to him who gave the law, the God of the Mosaic Institution. By the way, speaking of the Supreme Court, Moses and the Ten Commandments, the two tablets in his hands, above the Supreme Court chambers, over those black-robed tyrants. They just need to look up, friends, to understand that we're all ruled by law. As a matter of fact, in 1931, the United States versus McIntosh, the Supreme Court in America in 1931 declared, we are a Christian people. According to one another, the equal right of religious freedom and acknowledging with the reverence the duty of obedience to God. Of course. That points to their oath that they swear to uphold the Constitution. That's why their hand is on the Bible. That's why they are swearing to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. So simply put, friends, I want you to understand that the people in this country are not ruled by the Supreme Court. Listen to me again. I want to say this. I want you to understand what I'm telling you. And yes, I said it. The people in this country are not ruled by the Supreme Court. They are not the final say as to what goes in this country. I want you to listen to me again. Carefully. We are all ruled by the lawgiver, and guess what, friends? That includes the Supreme Court and those that sit on the Supreme Court. Read Exodus 18:21 and Isaiah 9:6. The government is upon his shoulders, friends. I want to say this again. The people in this country are not ruled by the Supreme Court. They are not the final say. They are not the final arbiter. We are all ruled by the lawgiver, and that includes them that sit on the Supreme Court bench. I want to say it one more time. The people in this country are not ruled by the Supreme Court. We are not ruled by the President of the United States. We are not ruled by Congress. We are all ruled by the lawgiver, and that includes every one of the above said.
Mi sacata y acato.
No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Judge William Blackstone said that. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. The Supreme Court justices, if you want to call them that, them black-robed tyrants, are like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, picking the cases that they don't want to hear, and choosing the ones that they do want to hear. It is their duty, their obligation to enforce the law against crime, not to reverse itself and provoke crime. Read 1 Peter 2:14. Let me say that again. It is their duty, the Supreme Court justices, and it's their obligation to enforce the laws that are written, to discover and apply the law that God gave. Okay, and what we see is them reversing their very position to promote the crime. Read 1 Peter 2:14. So every step of the way, the states have combated and ignored the established laws concerning marriage in an attempt to overthrow American sovereignty. I want you to listen to, again, always going back to the Bible and the Constitution and our signers. John Hancock said this. He said, "We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus." This is what our signers said. We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. He said that April 18th, 1775. Oh, and by the way, John Hancock is also the one that named, he wrote his name so big on the Declaration of Independence because he didn't want the tyrant King George to have to take off his spectacles to read it. That's a fact. Folks, there has never been and there never will be anything called homosexual marriage because it's an institution which belongs exclusively to the church and not to the state. God ordained marriage, and man cannot change it regardless of what the people or the judges may say or what the people want if it stands in contradiction to God's moral law. It doesn't work. There's no freedom outside of the law, friends. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Either we kiss the son and agree to his way, Psalm 2, or else we're going to get it. And what we see happening across the boards today, friends, is the Supreme Court is contemplating making war with heaven. And it's not a good place to allow your servants to put your country, friends. Furthermore, when you look to Canada, which is daring the justice of God by usurping his law concerning marriage, you can see it has everything in the world with giving way to the sodomites while giving permission to attack and assail anyone and everyone that disagrees with their abominable lifestyles. I'm going to come right back to that point when we get back. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona. Again, folks, if you're in the area, please come out to the Red Mountain Tea Party tonight. I believe it starts at 6:30. You can check that out as well on Facebook. Be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of the Phoenix, Mesa, Arizona area. And interestingly enough, it sounds like someone just picked up the phone. I have no idea, but it sounded like a little foreign baby just picked up the phone and started kicking some gibberish out on the phone. I don't know how that happened, friends, but I just heard it. Pretty bizarre. Again, this is Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona area. We're going to be at Red Mountain Tea Party tonight. There's several tea parties coming together. Last night it was great. We had a packed house. We had legislators there. We had law enforcement. We had folks, people that are a part of what's going on concerning the preservation of your freedoms in this country. They realize that we still have the freedom to do the right thing. And this is beginning to spread, friends. Everywhere we go, we're beginning to see more numbers. We're beginning to see more people get involved. And I want you to understand on a hopeful note that America is wide awake as to what's going on here. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the American people need to respond. And I want to give you again a word of encouragement. When the people stand up, government is dealt with. And this is what you mean to do, because we need to bring about resolve. When the American people stand up, things are corrected, as long as they're willing to correct themselves. And we've seen this just in Baltimore, where all these riots were taking place. Of course it's embellished. It's overfabricated. Of course the state-controlled media is trying to blow it up. But look what happened when the people stood up. They took to the streets, they said, this is not Baltimore, and they shut it down. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Now, I'm saying that to say this, friends. Going to the Supreme Court, because what we see happening in the Supreme Court, we see them contemplating the idea of making war with heaven. But again, putting your feet back upon the rock to expose their crime and their tyranny, the Supreme Court declared in 1931, McIntosh versus the United States, we are a Christian people according to one another, the equal right of religious freedom, and acknowledging with the reverence the duty of obedience to God. So folks, we're not going to fall away from what the Supreme Court wants to rule on. I'm absolutely amazed that the American people are anticipating what the Supreme Court is going to say. What's going to be their decision on marriage, the redefinition of marriage? Well, again, let me say, friends, they aren't the ones that define marriage. Therefore, they don't have the power or the authority to redefine marriage. God did that. That's God's business. And folks, I got to be honest with you. I don't care what the Supreme Court says when it acts in contradiction of God's moral law. Remember what Judge William Blackstone said. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. They can sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb and confuse and blind a generation as if to say that it's a choice, a woman's choice. But the fact of the matter is everybody in this country, all 315 million people, know in their hearts what the Supreme Court just ruled on is unlawful. Awful. It's wrong. They know this. And folks, I've said this a million times, but I say it again. You add strength to tyranny by allowing them to do it in the first place. And now 57 million babies are dead because the American people agreed with the sanction of 9 black-robed tyrants that the American people believe for some reason that you are subjected to, no matter what the Supreme Court says. That is baloney. That is complete baloney, folks. That is not the truth at all. You have been deceived, a better way of saying it. Folks, the Supreme Court is there to rule according to law, not against law. They're there to promote, by the rule of law, freedom and establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Not to promote lawlessness and chaos, but that's exactly what they're attempting to do. They're trying to use the law against itself. They are contemplating war against heaven. That's the bottom line. Folks, furthermore, I said right before the break, we were talking about looking to Canada, which is daring the justice of God by usurping his law concerning marriage. And you can see it has everything in the world to do with giving way to the sodomites, those that lead abominable lifestyles before a just and a holy God, a God that condemns this lifestyle. But we can see in Canada, they're trying to give them permission, and they did, to attack and assail anyone and everyone that disagrees with their abominable lifestyle, which includes telling the church who they have to marry, telling homeschoolers that they can no longer teach their children that sodomites are an abomination, and even going so far as to attempt to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. What does this have to do with marriage? It doesn't. Therefore, my point is proven. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24. Now, folks, what we see is the Supreme Court conveniently looking at the issue of homosexual sodomite marriage. They are simply doing what they are told to do. Folks, remember the first sodomite president, Barack Hussein Obama, and his administration? They're asking the Supreme Court to strike down the federal law. See, this is what Satan does. He's lawless. He's the accuser of the brethren. But again, the Supreme Court, Barack is asking them, not asking, he's telling them to go along to get along. The Supreme Court to strike down federal law defining marriage as a union between only a man and a woman. Oh my goodness, dude. This guy is asking for it, and I'm talking in a spiritual sense. Oh my goodness. I would not want to be in his shoes. I really wouldn't. And, of course, to do that, he must first appoint a radical lesbian to the bench before doing so. And so what did he do? He chose none other than Alina Kagan. See, folks, clearly the stage has been set, and just in time, and now, of course, he first had to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, again, pay attention to the name, and place 225 radical homosexuals and transvestites into key positions in government. Now, let me just highlight Alina Kagan for you really quick. She is the former dean of students at Harvard, Steph. Contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, for those that didn't know, the motto at Harvard is for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ. Kagan is known from Harvard, the former dean of students at Harvard, for queerifying Harvard. During her tenure, her appointed time, her incumbency, she did the following. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on how to take up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. Did you hear what I said? And the sexuality of minors. Now, Kagan has also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein. This guy is a flake, friends. Cass Sunstein has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. And by the way, for those that want to see how far this is going to go, when you're dealing with the lawless, you need to understand that they do what they want to do. There is no limits until the righteous bring forth judgment. In England, there's a woman that just married a bridge. There's people across the globe that are marrying animals, friends. They're marrying more than one partner. Folks, this is sick. This is even transgressing Sodom and Gomorrah, friends. Oh, by the way, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. And they got a response, didn't they? They sure did. Going back to Alina Kagan, Kagan viciously attacked our military. This is someone that sits on the bench as one of the Supreme Court justices, friends, appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even banning military recruiters from coming onto campus. Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court bench, attempted to ban the recruiters, and it was unsuccessful. And even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting them. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spear gender confusion among students on campus. What is this about? What is this about, folks? They're spewing their filth and their perversion on anybody and everybody, yet they're the victims? Folks, Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life. I just wanted to add that. But Barack Hussein Obama saw fit to appoint her as one of the Supreme Court justices. Listen again. Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life. Yet again, Obama, unqualified and incompetent himself for office, has seen fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench. And just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. The poor victims. America needs to come to terms and understand that no president, no administration, no Supreme Court has a right to break God's law. And I want to tell you why, because God didn't give them a right to break his law. And if people would simply read the Constitution of the United States of America and what these black-robed tyrants are doing in this country, you would clearly see who the rebels were. And I want to tell you something, America. Your only hope to bring about resolve in this country to their crimes is indictment after impeachment. Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 1. I want you to listen to this carefully. President Andrew Jackson said this. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the United States Constitution says, he said, people, listen carefully. Then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court has now become our ruler. And by the way, that's exactly what they mean to do. They want you to believe that they can go ahead and do whatever they want, when they want, and how they want. Friends, that is not true. They are not above the law. They're subject to the same laws that we are. And again, friends, these judges are to discover law and to apply law. not to legislate or to activate from the bench, but to discover and apply the written law that's there now. So there is nothing to contemplate concerning the Supreme Court in marriage, is there? Nope, there isn't. But this is what the state-controlled media is attempting to do by pushing the propaganda on you that everybody's for it again.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean here. Folks, do check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim Brown just posted, senior editor of Sons of Liberty Media, just posted Pamela Geller, and the Islamic State vouched that they would slaughter Pamela Geller for what took place in Texas the other day. And again, here we have the women standing up and doing the job of 100 men. Folks, we need to get behind our women, and we need to take a stand and let Islam know, no, we ain't going to bend, and we ain't going to bow. As a matter of fact, what we are going to do is we're going to stand up and we're going to deal with you on our lawful terms in this country, which does not allow you any room to spew your filth or your threats in this land in any sense of the word. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we're going to be live at Red Mountain Tea Party tonight. We had a packed house last night. We're going to have a packed house tonight. I've already been told that they're anticipating a full house. So hopefully if you guys are in the area, Phoenix, Mesa, we can make some more room for you if there is availabilities. But I'm giving you the heads up first and foremost. So you might want to get a hold of someone at the Red Mountain Tea Party in Mesa, Arizona. It's the biggest tea party in the United States of America. It's the third time we've been here. And we just appreciate the folks over at Red Mountain as well for the invitation back three times over. So, again, if you'd like to check it out, go on Facebook. Check out Red Mountain Tea Party. Bradley Dean comes to Red Mountain Tea Party. Folks, we're expecting a packed house again. Outside of that, friends, we were just talking about how the Supreme Court is contemplating making war against heaven. And then we've been talking about Alina Kagan, who's never judged a case in her life, who is responsible for queerifying Harvard. And, folks, the filth that these people are spewing out on the American people. I also want to let you know it's not just that. They are being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution because this is a global initiative, and we see the fruit of this global initiative, and it's not good, friends, and we need to stand up to it. I want to give you this quote one more time, and I'm going to set the stage for tomorrow's show. President Andrew Jackson rightly said, if the Supreme Court, which, by the way, many in this country believe that they are the final say, and hold up. They're also led to believe that when the Supreme Court justice sits on the bench, they're there for life, making $225,000 a year without question. No, they are not. They can be impeached. Read Article 2, Section 4. They can be impeached just like the president can, friends. They are not above the law. They are subject to the law that we, the people, are subject to because we're in this together. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court has now become our ruler. They are not our rulers, friends. They are there one more time to discover and apply written law, not to legislate nor to activate. And when you let these people know that you will not tolerate any more of their activism or their legislation from bench, which is contrary to God's moral law, and you impeach them and you indict them, and that message goes across the boards for all of those that serve we the people in this country, that we will not tolerate any of their tyrannical ways or arbitrary ways any longer, that's when we're going to win the day. And friends, every single time the American people stand up to tyranny, we win the day. Now, we need to do this together because we're all saying this together. And I want to say those to those that are actually for what's going on to your own demise. Do understand that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. I don't want to go down that road. And with all due respect for what is happening in this country, namely to the truth and the God of heaven, by the grace of God, I'm not moving, and we will win the day one way or another. I wanted to highlight this really quick, switching gears. Folks, I want you to understand that you can choose to remain silent, but I also want you to understand that you shouldn't be surprised when they come for you. Okay? Martin Niemöller famously said this. He said, first they came for the socialists. I didn't speak out. He said, because I wasn't a socialist. He said, then they came for the trade unionist, and, well, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and, well, of course, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. He said, then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. See how tyranny works? See how it works? Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for this quotation. But in fact, you've probably heard it before. I've heard this quote many times too, but it was recently that I learned the man who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. It was the learning this information that made all the difference in the world and understanding where this quote stemmed from. Folks, do you realize that during this time, Martin Niemöller, he actually accused the Protestants, the evangelists, and the Christian church for being responsible to allow Adolf Hitler to do the things that he did in the first place? Folks, did you know that Adolf Hitler's youth that did the killing for this tyrant, did you know that they came directly out of the youth ministries, out of the Protestant churches across Germany? Did you know that that's Hitler's youth? Did you know that it was Hitler's youth that did the killing for him? Did you realize that? That's why he had God with us on the belts. Friends, he used God as the calling card to rally the professed church in Germany to stand up and fight for his political agendas and his rise to power. It was the professed church that did it. And this should come as no surprise because it was the professed church, those that should have known better, that actually had Christ crucified. And keep in mind, they said, crucify him to Pontius Pilate, who was just as guilty as hell as they were, by the way. And they were the ones that were responsible for saying that we have no king but King Caesar. It was the professed church that did that. Well, they crucified the Christ. Did you hear what I said? It was the Protestant church. Did you know that the Protestants would come out from praising Jesus and wipe off the ashes of the millions and millions of people that were thrown into the furnaces to be burned, in many cases alive, off their cars? They would brush the ashes off their cars after coming out of church. Did you also know that the Protestants, while they were praising Jesus in the church, they would hear the cattle cars, the trains go by with those that were being brought to concentration and extermination camps to be slaughtered and to be worked to death, literally. They would hear the screams of them people on the trains. Did you know this is a fact? That the Protestants sang louder so they could drown out the noise of those that were crying for help. It kind of reminds me of the baby in the womb today, doesn't it? Crying out for help, asking, who is it that will give voice to us, the innocent in the womb? Well, Protestants, you can sing for only so long before judgment falls. And interestingly enough, you can choose to remain silent. But friends, do keep in mind again, don't be surprised when they come for you, because sooner or later they will. If you tolerate the littlest of tyrannies that you see today. Do keep in mind that when Jesus was carrying the cross upon his back, going up to Calvary to be crucified as the propitiation for the sins of the world, do remember, friends, that the women cried for Jesus. And Jesus, in his wisdom and his foresight as the greatest of prophets, the greatest prophet of all, turned and looked at him and said, if they'll do this in a green tree, they'll just imagine what they'll do in a dry tree. In other words, with the light that you have and the crimes that you see being committed, and you have the power to do something about it, and you do nothing about it, imagine what they'll do in a dry tree. In other words, after I'm crucified, because you are allowing me to be crucified, because you will not stand up against the tyranny of the day, Jesus turned and looked at them, and he said, don't cry for me. He said, cry for you and your children. He said, cry for you and your children. And folks, isn't that what history teaches us? Protestants, protesting has meaning. Protestants, stand up and do your job. Do your duty. Do that which has been entrusted unto you by a just and a holy God. Keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments of the Lord. Then therein you'll know peace. Teach your children and your children's children my laws, my statutes, and my judgments. This way your days will be prolonged in the land. But what did Jesus say on that final day? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets, to them that are sent unto you. He said, I would have come to you, I would have protected you, I would have been your peace. But you didn't know the time of your visitation. But know this, that judgment's coming, and at this point, after I'm crucified, do expect nothing but judgment. And friends, what does history teach us? Just that. And we don't have to go all the way back to Calvary. We can go back to Adolf Hitler. We can go back to Mao Zedong. Oh, which, by the way, in that land, in China, do you know that them people, the grandkids that were killed, the grandkids, their grandparents, in many cases their fathers and mothers that were killed by for standing up against Mao Zedong, do you know that they are now taught to praise Mao Zedong, the murderer of their parents and their grandparents? And they still have his imagery everywhere. And do keep in mind, friends, just to show you how close we are connected to the Chinese regime, do keep in mind that they are the blueprint for the New World Order. I just thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona. Hopefully we'll see you tonight at Red Mountain Tea Party, 1 John 3.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.